Welcome to Cedar Rapids Daily, produced by Upload Media Group and sponsored by Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust. This is your daily podcast highlighting events in the area. Today, we're covering events happening in and around Cedar Rapids this weekend, Saturday, August 1st through Sunday, August 2nd.
And it looks like we're in for a beautiful weekend to get out and enjoy them. The forecast for Saturday calls for showers early, then mostly sunny with a high of 79. On Sunday, it will be mostly sunny with a high of 82.
Perfect weather for a busy weekend. Let's dive right into the events for Saturday, August 1st, kicking things off, as always, with the local markets.
First up is the Friends of the Cedar Rapids Public Library Farmers Market Book Sale from 7:30 a.m. to 12 p.m. at the Cedar Rapids Public Library. At the same time, from 7:30 a.m. to noon, is the Cedar Rapids Downtown Farmers Market in downtown Cedar Rapids.
Also on Saturday morning, you can visit the Marion Farmers Market from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. at Willowwood Park. And later in the morning, the Granger House Victorian Museum hosts an open-air vendor market from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m.
For those looking to focus on health and wellness, there are several great options on Saturday.
You can start your day with sunrise yoga at Lowe's Park from 7:30 to 8:30 a.m. Or try Little Hooves Yoga from 9:30 to 10:30 a.m. at Old McDonald's Farm in Beaver Park.
There's also yoga and brew from 9:30 a.m. to 10:30 a.m. at Big Grove Brewery. And for a full day experience, the Prairie Woods Franciscan Spirituality Center is holding a women's retreat called Going Deeper from 9:30 a.m. to 3:30 p.m.
Moving on to community and educational events, the Hiawatha Public Library is hosting two events Saturday morning. The Back to School Supply and Clothing Drive is from 9 a.m. to 10 a.m. And for puzzle enthusiasts, Puzzle Lovers, This One's For You, runs concurrently from 9 to 10 a.m.
Ladd Library is also busy with events for English learners. The English Practice Conversation Group meets from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m. Learn and Practice English at the Library is from 12 p.m. to 1 p.m. And Computer Basics for English Learners is from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
At the downtown Cedar Rapids Public Library, the Socially Anxious Hangout Group will meet from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. Over at Sisters Books and Nooks, you can get rune readings from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. And finally, Swamp Fox Bookstore will host an author signing with M.K. Milligan from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m.
Now for some family fun. The annual Touch a Truck event is happening from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Kirkwood Community College with a special sensory hour from 10 to 11 a.m.
Camp Tanager is hosting its summer jam from 11 a.m. to 1 p.m. The Cedar Rapids Public Library is having a totally awesome party from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. In Marion, you'll find family fun in Ascension Park from 1 p.m. to 4 p.m.
And Bloomsbury Farm kicks off its Summer Harvest Fest, which runs from 3 p.m. to 8 p.m. on Saturday.
For those interested in arts and culture, there are plenty of free and engaging events.
The National Czech and Slovak Museum and Library is offering free First Saturday for students from 9:30 a.m. to 4 p.m. Also, the Cedar Rapids Museum of Art is offering free summer admission from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturday, and that continues all day on Sunday.
The Eastern Iowa Arts Academy has a K-12 art and music open studio from 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. CSPS Hall hosts Yes Fest from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m., and DKW Art Gallery and Studios will hold an artist forum from 2 p.m. to 5 p.m.
Now for some Saturday evening live music and entertainment. The much-anticipated Bluesmore Festival takes place from 4 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Bruce Moore.
Hop Bry kicks off at 4 p.m. at Pickle Palace. For gamers, First Turn Games is hosting a one-piece learn-to-play event at 4 p.m.
Later on, Blocktoberfest runs from 5 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Cliff's Dive Bar. You can catch Rude Punch at The Yard from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. at Kingston Yard. And the band Redemption will be playing from 9 p.m. to 1 a.m. at Otis's Tailgater Sports Bar. And with all these evening events, people are bound to get hungry. Are there any special food events happening?
To complement the Bruisemore Festival, a food truck fair will be set up right outside the Bruisemore grounds from 3 p.m. to 9 p.m. You'll find a variety of local favorites, from gourmet tacos to wood-fired pizza, making it easy to grab a delicious dinner before or during the show.
And finally for Saturday, let's talk sports. The Cedar Rapids Colonels have a home game with a 6:35 p.m. start time, followed by post-game fireworks. And for racing fans, Hawkeye Down Speedway is hosting a 200-lap enduro plus powder puff race from 7 p.m. to 9 p.m.
That covers a very busy Saturday. Now let's look at the schedule for Sunday, August 2nd. Let's start with wellness and community events to get your day started.
You can join Qigong with Gina Mulby from 8:30 a.m. to 9:30 a.m. at Illumination Cedar Rapids, or head to the Olympic Southside Theater for ecstatic dance at 10 a.m.
At Lowe's Park Arts and Environment Center, there is a Strong Families Boot Camp from 11 a.m. to 12 p.m.
And for those looking to get active for a good cause on Sunday morning, there's the Run for the Roses 5K. For food and market lovers, Sunday has some great choices. El Cahir Shrine is hosting their omelet breakfast from 8:30 a.m. to 11:59 a.m.
The Hiawatha Farmers Market runs from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. at Guthridge Park. Big Grove Brewery is having their Sunday Sundays from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. And you can play Sunday Bingo at Nubo City Market from 12 p.m. to 1:30 p.m.
There's more family fun on Sunday as well. Bloomsbury Farm's Summer Harvest Fest continues from 12 p.m. to 5 p.m. And Michael's Westdale is hosting a kids club event from 1 p.m. to 3 p.m. For a quieter Sunday afternoon, what's available for history buffs?
The Granger House Victorian Museum, which we mentioned earlier for its Saturday market, is offering guided Victorian lifestyle tours on Sunday from 12 p.m. to 4 p.m. It's a fascinating glimpse into 19th century life in Marion. Wrapping up the weekend, we have sports and live music.
The Cedar Rapids Colonels have another home game with a 1:05 p.m. start time. For live music, you can see Full Circle Rocks performing at House Divided Brewery from 4 p.m. to 7 p.m.
And to cap off the weekend, the Cedar Rapids Municipal Band will be holding a concert at Baver Park from 7:30 p.m. to 8:30 p.m.
And that is your lineup for a very eventful weekend in the Cedar Rapids area.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Cedar Rapids Daily. Remember, you can always visit cedarrapidsdaily.com to see the day's events in written form on our blog, or sign up for our daily newsletter to have the day's events delivered right to your inbox. You can also submit your own events through our website, which is the best way to guarantee your event gets featured on the show.
Now, here's a word from our sponsors.
Our thanks to this show's sponsors. With 5 convenient locations across the greater Cedar Rapids area, and yes, the best cookies on the planet, Cedar Rapids Bank and Trust is a place where relationships and service truly matter. From personal to business banking, CRBT is here to support you every step of the way. Come meet the people you can bank on at CRBT.com. Member FDIC.